This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of TruStage Ventures FinTech Summit here in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. FinTech himself, Nick Evans from Circle. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you,
And you're
too.
Making me follow some pretty dynamic people here, so I have a lot to live up to.
Yeah, this is a dynamic conference as well.
I got to get my interview hat on.
Yeah, you'll do fine. You always do fine. Just to start things off, I know you guys have a couple of announcements regarding investing and funding and things like that, but how has the FinTech Summit gone? I've seen you for the last couple of days, and you are in your element here.
Well, you're right there, and it's no secret that TruStage Ventures and their forum draws all of their portfolio companies, and we have a lot of the same companies in our portfolio. So I think I've counted there's 6 or 7 mutual investments here, and so it's great to see our portfolio companies while they're here at this event. And it's no secret that we have a few unannounced investments coming, and some of those folks are here as well.
So
it's a very dynamic time around investing, because no different than TruStage Ventures, Circle is a strategic. And so anytime you can bring a bunch of credit unions to the table for these fintechs, they want and need our investment and our money. So it's a fun time to be involved with credit unions. It's a fun time to be involved with fintechs. And so and the ecosystem at the same time is small, so we're happy when we can invest along TruStage Ventures, and hopefully they are too. And so having investments, being in the cap table with them, is a real advantage for the fintech, to be quite honest.
No doubt. And we're glad you're here as well.
Thank you.
I know you must be like a kid in a candy store here, looking at all these fintech companies. So tell me about Circle 2. There was an announcement recently about Circle 2. Give me, because I'm not well versed in the investing world, so you're going to have to do the heavy lifting on this one. But share with me how this works, and because there's Circle 1 funding and another Circle 2. That one, Circle 1's not quite finished yet, and then Circle 2 is going to be going. So share with me all that.
Sounds like
stuff.
You're well versed more than you think. So Circle Fund 1 is a $252 million fund. We're going to invest about 70% of that in companies, and so we've done 22 investments to date. And so we have to hold back a certain amount in reserve to keep our portfolio companies basically going for the full life of the fund.
Okay.
And it's a 10-year life fund.
Okay.
And so we're only 2.5 years in, Mike.
Yeah, we're early.
Yeah, so we're going to hold a lot of money in reserve, and we don't hold that per se physically, but we tell our limited partners that we'll be done making original investments very soon, probably in Q1. Mm-hmm. And so with that said, what do we do next? So we have announced Circle Fund 2, and we are currently open for business around fundraising in Circle Fund 2. And so we're having very, very good conversations with potential investors. And I think it's no secret that some of our Circle Fund limited partners will also invest in Circle Fund 2. But at the same time, we had left a lot of credit unions basically at the doorstep when we closed Circle Fund 1, and so we're circling back, and we have a subscription model, and a lot of them have made no bones about it. When Circle Fund 2 opens, they want to become investors. So we are going to be busy this fall. So
that
I'll probably
like
see
it.
You a lot on the, on the circuit.
I hope so.
So it's been good so far, and we have commitments starting to build. And we anticipate Circle Fund 2 will be bigger.
Okay.
At the same time,
is that good news? That's bigger?
It's good news. Good. And at the same time, Mike, we're getting a lot of questions on how do you deploy more money. So $252 million was a big chunk out of Circle Fund 1. And now if Circle Fund 2 is bigger than that. And so we have some ideas around deployment and some different we have a different story to tell on how we will deploy that money. And so those are fun conversations as well. So, and then, the question is, if we have 30 portfolio companies in Circle Fund 1, and we expect another 40 in Circle Fund 2, are there really 70 transformative fintechs that can impact the credit union space? Well, I think you can attest to that, right, with this, with the presence here and the number of great companies we're seeing at this event, and the number of great companies we'll see at Venture Tech. Mm-hmm. And I'm not seeing a very, I'm not seeing a lot of overlap. And so we are confident that we can tell that story, that we'll be able to deploy the money, and that they will, that we will find another 30 to 40 great companies to invest in.
Well, I think what you see here is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
No question.
Plenty more discoveries, so to speak, to be found out there.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you just think about how often you've heard the term AI while we've been here today, right? And every one of the companies here is integrating AI somehow into their tech stack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're, like you said, at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to AI, and there will be a whole generation of new companies that sprout up that just want to do things in that space. And so, and I think cybersecurity and fraud are always big topics, and so we'll see a lot of activity and a lot of new companies spring up as we as we go over the next couple of years.
How does this conference, how does this gathering, TruStage FinTech Summit, how does it benefit you? I mean, obviously you see these really cool companies out here, and you're you know, conversing with the folks at TruStage Ventures, and I'm sure you have great relationships with them. So, but kind of overall, looking at the big picture, how does it benefit you? Just, or does it just keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the fintech environment?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. So first, you hit the nail on the head. We get to network with our friends at TruStage Ventures, which I said we have 6, 7, maybe 8 companies together we're investing in, and there will be another one announced maybe even this week we both came in together investing in the company, and there's many more stories to tell going forward. So we get to bond with our friends at TruStage Ventures, and they're great, and to ask us to be here, that's just a great step around collaboration. And our mission at Circle is we wanted to create strategic alliances across the industry, and we can proudly say that TruStage Ventures is one of those alliances that has been created and grown through the 3 years that we've been in business. And then we get to see a lot of our portfolio companies. We get to see portfolio companies that don't know their portfolio companies yet. So we get to see a few new companies that we didn't know. But and most importantly, there's a lot of credit unions here. I think the key around the credit unions is that there's not a lot of CEOs and CFOs here. And those are the people that really make the decisions around investing in Circle. So we get depth inside credit unions around IT folks and lending folks and things like that who don't necessarily deal with Circle when they get back to their credit union, but we get to have conversations with them here, and so they can better understand what we're doing and what we're looking for and how we think we're benefiting the entire industry with what we're doing at Circle. So those are the keys around being here, and you know, those are pretty big things, and so again, we're appreciative of being invited, and we get to do a lot of things while we're here.
Well, and coming here, it must get you really excited to see what's possible, right?
So, exactly. There's so good energy.
Really cool. Yeah.
A lot of good energy, a lot of fun. Just, you know, anytime you can get this many fintechs in one room and this many credit unions in one room, the energy level is very infectious, for lack of a better term.
Yep.
And so it's a great deal of fun to be around that and to be a part of that.
Well, and to see like, you know, the cliche, building a better mousetrap, to see all these really cool mousetraps, you know, is really exciting and exciting. I think it's exciting for credit unions to see the possibilities of what they can do with this stuff. So it's really cool to see that.
It's very cool. And what's important is that most of these fintechs are very experienced in this kind of a forum, in this kind of a setting. So you can come up to their booth, and in a matter of a couple minutes, they can make their point.
Oh, yeah.
And they can show you on these fabulous big screen TVs.
Yeah, each monitor is huge.
It is huge. They can show you in just a couple minutes their differentiator and their keys and what they can bring to the marketplace. And so that's important, that they can make their point very quickly, and people can move through and talk to 6, 7, 10 fintechs in a relatively short period of time, and then they can go back to their credit unions and make decisions around integration and implementation and using the technology that they saw here. So it's a good thing that we can have forums like this, and that the points, you know, they can make, they can see a lot of people in one place rather than all these one-off
meetings. Agree. Yeah, the efficiency of this is really, really good. So, so good stuff. All right, Nick, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, we're open for business. And so if any credit union that's interested in investing in Circle Fund 2, just reach out, circle.com. Mm-hmm. There's a place where we can set up meetings for you, CEOs, the boards, mm-hmm. whoever wants to talk to us about potential investment. And again, we take an educational approach to those meetings where we understand that you don't know a lot about investing possibly, and so we want you to know as much as possible in order to help make those decisions.
Yeah.
And so but we're really excited about the future. You know, when we created Circle, we said we were going to be a family of funds. We never intended on being just one fund, and so the family's growing.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing for credit unions for sure, and ultimately the members benefit. That's the ultimate beneficiary here for all this really cool technology in here. So good stuff. And circle.com, right? So it's C-U-R-Q-L.com.
C-U-R-Q-L.com.
All righty. All right. Nick, always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes.
Always an adventure and always very optimistic on what's going on in the future of this space. So
well, there's no question there's headwinds, but we think we can overcome them.
I think so too.
Yeah.
We're a resilient bunch for
we
sure.
We are.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well
done.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Take care.
Anytime. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.